Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Hey, Steve. Yes. It's 2511-0401-0007-0587.
Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast. All right, and this is Earthbox Incorporated?
Yeah.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
This is Ben Berzy.
Ben Berzy?
Yep.
And how do you spell your last name?
B-E-H-R-O-U-Z-I.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, Ben, just in case we get disconnected here?
415-939-4282.
Okay. All right, so let me just confirm some stuff here I have on file, and then I can answer any questions. You still at 219 Brandon Suite, Unit 7E?
That's me personally, yes.
Okay. San Francisco, California?
Yes.
Perfect. Is this phone number that you're calling for me, is it the company phone number as well?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, what's a good phone number for the company?
888-959-8277.
Okay. All right. And how do you structure your company? Is it a, I know it's an incorporated. Is it S Corp or is it C Corp?
C Corp.
C Corp. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
3 years.
3 years. Okay, so, you know, we do have many programs available here, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in that direction.
Well, you know, the letter I got in the mail, I think, has the number 2 circled, which is unsecured loan. So here's the thing. We've got one of these merchant cash advances, you know, one of these things that you got to pay off in a year and so on. That has a balance. We took about $170,000. We owe about $100,000. So, anyhow, the payments on it are high. It's about $19,000 a month, every month. So if I can refi that, that'd be awesome. Or if I can get some other loan that can pay that off, and then I'm, you know, with a longer term, then that would be good too. So I'm looking for either a refi of an existing situation or a new loan that's bigger that can pay off the other one.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we definitely have what you're looking for. Yeah, that unsecured cash loans. Have you ever worked with a capital loan before? I know you have this cash advance loan.
Have I ever worked with what?
With this capital, the working capital loans before. It's kind of similar, I guess, to the cash advance. Not really. That one looks really high on the payments.
Right, right. I mean, I may have in the history, you know, but I don't. They don't have anything like that right now. No.
Okay. Okay.
We also have a cabbage line.
Oh, you have a cabbage? Okay.
Right. So we have one of those. It's, I think the balance on that is $60,000 or maybe something like that. So.
Okay.
But that's that good. We like that. We don't want to get rid of that. That's a nice setup there. But but just so you know, we do have that.
Okay, perfect. And on that cabbage one, is that how is that set up? Is that daily or is that weekly, monthly?
The cabbage is monthly. The cash advance is daily.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we definitely have what you're looking for. When are you looking to get this? Do you have like a deadline or anything?
Well, we'd like to do it as soon as possible. Q4 is coming up. It's a big time of the year.
Yeah.
With the holidays and all that, so we want to get prepped for the marketing and so on. So.
Okay.
The sooner the better.
All right. Now, when you take out this loan for the merchant cash advance, what did you take that out for?
Say again?
What was the cash advance for? What did you use that loan for?
So what we did was we launched, so we're a monthly subscription, organic, GMO-free, healthy snack, food, beverage delivery company. We ship thousands of boxes every month to U.S. and Canada nationwide. So what we did was we launched 2 other box types, so gluten-free and diet, and then the medium and the large. So We use the money to build those two out and then continue and then market those. So they're both doing well. It's a good, you know, in terms of the revenue move. But now we're getting ready for the holidays and we need to market more and grow more.
Okay. Sounds like a deal. And how do you guys market?
Mostly online. So it's like 99% online through Facebook and Google and email marketing and retargeting, all the online stuff.
Okay. So you guys know what you pretty much you guys are doing on the marketing. Working out, you guys going to change up the marketing anyway or at all? Or?
No, we're just going to buy more.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and if you can pay off this, you know, this cash advance, how much are you looking to make off of it, you know, with the marketing and all that stuff?
Well, you know, if we have, let's say you give me 200 grand, I spend 100 grand and I pay off that merchant advance. The other 100 grand, I would generate at least about 350, maybe 400,000 in revenues from. So it's really that simple for us. I can kind of detail it out for an email or something, but basically,
sure, yeah.
You know, it's a high margin business. It costs very little to acquire a customer. They stay on the business. They stay a customer for at least 8 months. So the revenue associated with that is about $350,000 to $400,000 for $100,000 spent.
Man, that makes sense for the business. That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's really good. Okay. Let's see here. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay, and I know you said you need ASAP. The sooner the better. Now, the capital loans are really not based off of your credit as much, but we do have to take a look at it. What would you rate your credit at? Do you know it's just like good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
It's probably somewhere around 700.
Okay, perfect. That's very nice. And off your sales, are you guys up or down from last year?
No, we're up.
Well, yeah, okay. Do you know approximately what you guys did for last year, gross annual?
Yeah, we did about $2.2 million last year.
Okay. And are you guys on track for that this year, or are you guys going to beat that?
No, I think we'll do maybe 2.4, 2.5 this year.
Nice. That's good, man. You guys are growing.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you gone to your local bank or anything? Or I know you have this cabbage and all that stuff. But do you have any other?
No.
Okay.
We don't really do the. I mean, you know, the banks, the regular banks, they're just kind of
hard to.
They're not really from this planet. They're living on a different planet, so
they are.
So I don't even want to waste my time talking to these people.
Yeah. I feel, you know, sometimes I feel really bad for people when they are customers. You know, I've had people say, "Yeah, try to go to my bank," and take 6 months for them to say no.
Right.
And all that time you lose money. Okay. And are you're the 100% owner, right?
Right.
Okay. Now just for a little bit more in depth of the business, because we're gonna have to take a look at your bank statements.
Right.
How are those? Are those pretty good cash flow, like good ending, good starting balances, no negative days or anything like that?
Yeah, no, they're fine.
Okay.
I think they're fine. I mean, there might be one or two things here over time, but nothing.
Okay.
Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
Okay, that's fine. That's just so I can get you into better programs and things like that. But everything looks, you know, fantastic here on paper. You know, from everything you've told me. You guys been in business for 3 years. How did you get into the business? Just curious.
I had started a different company. In the water world, bottled water. Anyhow, as we were going to a lot of these business shows and so on, we realized it was a big opportunity connecting brands to consumers in sort of a subscription method. So that's how we launched 3 years ago, and you know we've been doing okay since.
Oh, okay, right on. You guys busier any time of the season, or is it usually like year round for you guys?
Yeah. It's very busy Q4, so a lot of people buy the product, you know, for gifting and all that. So we want to make sure we can maximize that.
Oh, right on. Okay. Do you guys ever shift your focus in the slow time?
Say again?
Do you guys ever shift your focus, like, in the slow time? Like, do you guys do anything differently? Like,
there might be some different sort of campaigns we run, like back to school or, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. But for the most part, we're doing the same stuff. But, you know, Q4 sales are much bigger.
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely the busy time of the season, so it's great. Okay. And I do have to ask, just do you have a plan B? Let's say this falls through. What happens if you don't get the financing?
Well, I mean, if we don't get the financing, we just market less, a lot less.
Okay. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. I mean, just so you know, we don't need the money in the sense that we're going to die or anything, so I don't need it in that sort of way. We are paying $20,000 a month to this thing. If I'm paying $5,000 or even $10,000, that means I have another $10,000 in marketing just from that, plus whatever we can gain on a new loan. So it would be really good because we can probably shoot the revenues up to $3 million by the end of the year. If we don't, then on our own, then we'll probably do about 2.4, 2.5. If I get the loan, then we'll do about 3. If I don't, then we'll do about 2.4, 2.5.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to get you guys to that three million mark. So let's do that.
All right.
Let's get that ball rolling. So I can send you an email. Do you have a good email?
Yeah, it's ben@urthboxearthbox.com.
.com. ben@urthfox.com, right?
Box.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's what I meant. Yeah. Typo. Okay. All right, so yeah, so what I'll do is I'll send you this email. It'll just have a short list. You know, our paperwork is very light. All it is the application, 6 months of bank statements, the tax return, and just, I would say, probably just your current loan on the cabbage and the merchant cash.
Right.
And then that's pretty much it. Do you have any questions for me or anything?
No, I mean, it's once you send me that email, that might generate some questions, but, you know, I have a pretty good idea of some of the stuff you're going to need, so.
Yeah, yeah, and nice thing with us, too, is, you know, we can, you know, if you were able to maybe get me the paperwork today, I might have an answer for you by the end of the day.
Right.
It might be early enough, but no later than, you know, probably tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
All right, do you think you should be able to get that paperwork over to me today, or are you going to?
Today is not too busy of a day, so I might be able
okay.
to, but, let me see how long the email is and what I need to get you.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. And then I'll, just follow up with you, I guess, tomorrow.
Okay, good. Sounds good.
All right, Ben. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. And, let's get you to that 3 million mark.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Ben. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.